Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos here. We are continuing the Malacha of Dosh, and we are continuing the Halachas of Schitas Peiros, extracting liquids from fruits and vegetables. The Halacha is that not only fruits which have juice in it naturally is there is a Schita, but this includes other foods or vegetables that juice got absorbed into it afterwards. Those are also to squeeze. For example, pickles which were pickled in a pickle jar and they got pickle juice inside it, or a piece of bread that is soaked in mashke, those have a issa schita as well. But there is a kulo when it comes to those items. And for example, if the kavana is just to squeeze out that pickle or squeeze out a piece of bread because I want to eat the bread and I don't want the juice in the bread, then it's mutter. There's no issa whatsoever. But if the kavana is for the juice that came out, I want pickle juice to dip my challah into the pickle juice, then I cannot squeeze out the pickle. So the only iser schita in such a case is only if you're squeezing it out for the juice. But if you're squeezing it out to make the peri better, to enhance the peri, there is no iser to enhance the fruit or vegetable. There is no iser to squeeze it out. And the Mishmura explains, I read it on his lashon. He says, "V'after seichet l'seicha ka'ara, even though you're squeezing it into a plate, v'ena mashka helchli, but it's not going to waste that mashka. Mekamakam kivin she'ena mechav mishpul mashka ena mechav malacha. Since you're not trying to get out that juice for the juice, it's not called the malacha." But the Mishmura says, "Of zaysin va'anovim, also b'chol gavni." So the Rav Olam circumvents the Meim. But when it comes to zaysin va'anovim, if you're squeezing it out, even for to make the grape better, that'll be aser. Because since that's issa deraisa, Rav Olam circumvents for that reason, it would not be a heter to squeeze it out, even if you're doing it for the grape. So therefore, halacha l'maisa, unless you have a piece of kugel that's too much oil in it, you're allowed to take a paper towel and squeeze out the oil because you want your kugel not to be so oily, or any other food that's full of oil. Since I want the food not to be oily, there's no problem to squeeze it out because I don't care about the oil. I want the food to be less oily. Now, there's another shaila in the Paiskim, in the Ramah, bring down the Machlaikis. If you're allowed to suck out the juice at Elva Peri, that's the shaila. You're allowed to put it into your mouth, let's say an orange, a piece of orange, and squeeze, and like a wedge of orange, and put it into your mouth, and then suck out the juice, that mutter or not. So it's a Machlaikis in the Ramah, and comes the Shbura. And he says, la'halacha, by zeisin va'anovim, by olives and grapes, which are the raisa, you cannot squeeze it out with him. You can't suck out the juice with your mouth. That's also to do. When it comes to other things, which are the rabbanon, the other type of items, like oranges, lemons, grapefruits, those things, you can squeeze out the juice with your mouth. You're allowed to suck out the juice with your mouth. Here we have a kula. Since it's the rabbanon, you'll have to do it. As Mishmaru says, it's mutter avon. Another example would be is if you have a piece of bread that's soaked, you put it into the soup, and you know you want to dip your bread into the soup, it got absorbed with soup or with wine, and you want to suck out the wine from the piece of bread or suck out the soup from the piece of bread, it's mutter to suck it out because, again, those things are the rabbanon, then therefore it's mutter. Masha enki, when it comes to olives or grapes, which is the raisa, there will be usher to suck it out. But if, of course, if you put it into your mouth, the whole tart item into your mouth, and you chew it up, that's for sure mutter, because that's not called sucking it out, even though you're going to take the pit out of your mouth afterwards, let's say by an olive. Still, since you put it all into your mouth, it's derech achila, that definitely would not be a problem of schita.